really proud to be a part of helping promote the Mike Ditka's Gridiron Great initiatives. We had Icky Woods on last week. Earlier this week, Billy White Shoes Johnson, and now just another great legend that's part of helping raise awareness for what all Coach Ditka's doing with that charity, and through a special promotion, Pork Rind Appreciation Day with Southern Recipe Small Batch, and we bring in one of the all-time great defensive backs, Kenny Houston. Good morning, Kenny. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so very much, and thanks for having me.
Well, and it is, you know, it has been. We've really, and we want to start right there, just what Coach Ditka has done through his Gridiron Greats, and you can go to gridirongreats.org just to find out how he's helping out so many performer players that just need help.
Well, you know, it's really good. You get guys like Mike Ditka. Mike Ditka is synonymous with football, period. And so when he say help, then he's double synonymous. And they go along, they do this thing like the Gridiron Great, and they, you know, do the Pork Skin Appreciation Day. And it's something that really has gotten to be outstanding. It has a life of its own. And when you talk about it, you can't help but talk about Mike, the things that he's done for football, the things that he's doing for football, and the thing that Donald and those guys have done. So it's a great situation.
Well, Kenny, we won't put you on the spot here, but, you know, I've been talking for the last couple of weeks about how I don't think the NFL has done enough to take care of their former players. And so, like you said, it's great to have organizations like what Coach Ditka is doing to make sure that these guys that, you know, sacrifice so much for not as much money as they're making now in the NFL, making sure that they're okay. What are your days like these days? What are you up to?
Well, you know, like I'm an older player now, but you still address when you hear football, it's synonymous with Mike Ditka. And Mike Ditka is synonymous with giving. And so we just kind of get on board. You know, we didn't know what we were into at one time, you know, and it thought it would be bigger than everybody else. But there's nobody bigger than the game. And the game is as big as Mike, you know. And so this is what I look forward to. It's not about what I want to do anymore. It's about what we have to do or what we need to do. And so the players have really fallen in behind this.
Yeah, it's celebrating Pork Rind Appreciation Day. You can go.
I just had some pork rinds the other day. Delicious.
Yeah, Southern Recipe Small Batch. You can get them at Kroger Food Lion, World Market, or wherever, at Official Gridiron Greats on Facebook to learn more about this and this great promo. Kenny Houston. Kenny, if you were being drafted today, they don't have 9 rounds. talk about just being a 9th round draft pick. Way back in 1967 to the Houston Oilers. What was that like?
Well, I went out and immediately got $50 and put in my pocket. I thought I could use $30 to buy myself with. And that wasn't going to happen. You know, so it was so much fun back then. You know, guys were kind of freelancing, and they got a chance to do a lot of things, see a lot of things. And all the guys knew each other. You know, everybody knew what a foreground was. I was talking to a group a while back, and we knew what foregrounds were. You know, we cooked them, we ate the grease out of them.
These are different.
Yeah. You know, like they're a different kind of fork. You know, I ate one. I think about it maybe a month and a half ago, and that was the first. I mean, that was the worst pork rind I've ever eaten. And so, you know, like for people to get off nowadays and say, you know what, man, I'd love to have one of those pork rinds. I don't really think they know what they're talking about because they are really good.
You know what? We're talking.
No, hold on. Hey, Kenny, who's helping you?
Who's the other voice?
Who's helping you there?
This is who?
He heard me in the background.
Yeah, hello. Is that Mrs. Houston?
Yes, it is.
Hi there.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's your first name?
Guesty.
Hey, tell us about your husband.
Yeah, now that's the question.
You got an answer?
Yes, I do. I think I'm truly blessed. We've been married 54 years.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Hey, thank God for unanswered prayers. Because he's been an awesome one. He's a better husband than he is a football player, okay?
Oh, wow. Well done. Well done. You know what, Kenny,
I'm going to keep him.
You know what, Kenny, this is the way my mind works. I just always thought it was cool that your last name was Houston, you were playing for the Houston Oilers, and you had the name Houston on the back of the Oilers jersey. That's just how my mind works.
Yeah.
Well, I've heard stories. You know, we got to experience Bud Adams here when he moved the team to Nashville, but you know, Bud, I heard he was quite the character his entire life. And I heard that maybe back in the early days, like Billy Cannon got paid off with cattle. Did you ever did Bud Adams ever offer you a cow for pay?
No, he didn't. He offered Evan one though. He let me go fishing in his pond.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Kenny, eventually.
Two bass and a brim.
Well, Kenny, eventually you went on to play in Washington, but what were those years like playing in the Dome for the Oilers, and especially in the late 70s when you guys had those legendary battles with the Steelers and those AFC Championship games, and, you know, Thursday Night Football was not a thing back then, but when you guys played, they wanted the whole country to see that. So ABC used to put you guys on Thursday nights because it was such a big rivalry.
And it was. You know, it was. We didn't realize what we had going at the time or to what extent it would have gone, but it really worked out big. And so now it's bigger than the game. The game, what happened back then, was bigger than what actually takes place. Because you were really happy to be a part of Monday Night Football, you know, Tuesday Night Football, Bradshaw, Joe Green. And it really is the history of the game. So I look forward just to being around talking about it.
Well, and you had some pick sixes, too. I just read this. 1971 set the NFL record, 5 touchdown returns, 4 interceptions, and a fumble. So you were planning on taking the house if you got the ball, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. we enjoyed that, and we didn't really know anything about records, per se. You know, we knew about them. They say we had made them, but we didn't really know anything about them. And so now when you look back at it, I say, man, that's an NFL record. Well, it really is, and so we have to be a part of that.
We're talking with Kenny Houston, Hall of Fame defensive back. You know, there are so few DBs in the Hall of Fame, Kenny, to be one of them. I mean, that's got to be a tremendous source of pride for you.
Oh, yeah, it really is. You know, Joe Green's my brother-in-law. But we get a chance to, you know, like the guys that were, to me, that were really the history of the game, Bradshaw and people like that. You talk about them, and it's not like you're talking about somebody you don't know. You're talking about somebody you just may have showed up to see, and they became a history of the game and ended up being a part of the history of the game. So I'm happy to be noted in that same group as the ones that did something great and went on to add their name to something that will help the assistant players for years to come.
Kenny Houston, our guest, Pro Football Hall of Famer, here to help us celebrate Pork Rind Appreciation Day with Southern Recipe Small Batch to benefit Mike Ditka's Gridiron Greats initiative. And you can just go to the website and find out all about that, or on Facebook at Official Gridiron Greats, as well all the different places to go. After retirement, you're in Houston, right? You worked as a guidance counselor with. I just think this is such a neat story. I was reading for children in hospitals and homebound or been placed in child care agencies by the state and working with those young people.
Well, you know, it was what we did. I think that the game was great. The game was great as it was. But with the unique spin that we put on it, it was something of what we did, and it became our game. And all of the guys that I know that played in that time, they were a part of the Gridiron assistants. you know, and so they spent their time doing that. I spent our time helping other people out. And it was just something that we would have to be a part of.
Do you keep up with today's NFL, Kenny? Do you watch games? Like, obviously the Houston Oilers became the the Tennessee Titans. Do you keep up with, current NFL?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I keep up with it. You usually have an occasional care out there. The guys who really have gotten away from the game. haven't got discovered yet. And so when that happens, they kind of go off on their own a little bit. And so it's always a unique spin.
Patrick Mahomes, could you imagine trying to defend him?
Or cover Travis Kelce?
I'm still trying to figure Patrick Mahomes. I'm trying to see who they got playing on TV. Are they playing with 22 McGowns? Now they're playing with 11.
No, yeah. 11 each way still. It's still that way. Yeah. You hadn't been out that long. I don't want to hear that.
Yeah, right.
Kenny Houston with us. You know, you're in the Ring of Honor or the Wall of Fame or the Hall of Fame for two different organizations, the Oilers and the Redskins. Your career was split about half and half. Did you go in as an Oiler? Did you go in as a Redskin or both?
Well, you know, I think I went in as a Steeler. And then I went to see Terry Bradshaw, and he ran me in. So, you know, it's just one of those kind of things. But when you're a great player, you could play anywhere, anytime.
Who would you say are some of the better safeties in the league now? Do you keep up with that position still?
Yeah, I keep up with it. I still like Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're unique. I think Terry Bradshaw might be getting a little bit older, but he's still very, very unique as a player. And what's interesting to me is that all of the old guys still want to see these old guys play.
Right.
You know, no, really. You know, and so I would sit there and watch the Terry Bradshaw. I watch any of them because they are really unique players. They are really, really unique individuals, and they've done so much for the game.
Is it cool to see, Tom Brady still getting it done at 43 and, you know?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Is he 43?
Yes. 43, yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah, he really is. And, you know, the thing about those guys, they don't go away.
Yeah.
They don't go away. They come back every Sunday and play. And now I think they're playing with 17 guys instead of 25.
Kenny, you guys, is it your wife's name's Gusty, right? Is that right?
Yeah.
You guys, it sounds like you guys still having fun. That's great.
Oh, well, that's the number one thing. We've been married, 50-some years?
You better get it right. She told us a minute ago.
Mm-hmm.
54 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
God bless.
54 years.
And you're a better husband than player, so there you go.
And you guys are better players than you are people. we really played at a unique time.
Yeah. Well, again, we want to have everybody go and be part of this wonderful charity, Mike Ditka's Gridiron Great Initiative, Pork Rind Appreciation Day, in conjunction with Southern Recipe Small Batch. Actually, you can go to porkrinds.com. Now, who has that website? Can you believe it? Porkrinds.com, and you can win prizes there. And the Facebook page is at Official Gridiron Greats, but you can go to porkrinds.com. And win you some prizes already. So
that's cool.
Absolutely, and you can win up to $5,000.
All right. Well, everybody needs.
You know, like, yeah. All I want is the chip.
You can buy a lot of pork rinds for $5,000 now.
Buddy.
So. Yep.
So
I got a half a bag from last year.
So I was going to say, what are they paying you for this in pork rinds?
Yeah.
From cattle to pork rinds, right?
Yeah, they are good. They really are.
Hey, Kenny, we appreciate you joining us. Gusty, we appreciate you joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right.
All right. Take care.
You guys be good.
All right. Thank you.
Be safe.
You as well. Too. You too. Mr. and Mrs. All right. Thank you. Mr. and Mrs. Kenny Houston.
Yeah.